Today's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts feature Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
And at this point, the staff are working to finalize those agreements and also waiting on the Congressional Budget Office to provide its budget estimates for the overall Farm Bill package. We expect for the final Farm Bill conference report to be presented to Congress and also released publicly. And at that point, both the House and Senate will need to pass the conference report and send it to the President for his signature. So we could see a final Farm Bill in place within the next 2 weeks or less.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We feel very confident from the National Cotton Council that the seed cotton policy that was put in place earlier this year as part of the 2014 Farm Bill will be continued in the new 2018 Farm Bill that will go into effect for next year, and a number of the other policy priorities of the cotton industry that we have been advocating for are expected to be included in this final version of the Farm Bill. And as those details are made publicly available, the National Cotton Council will be providing detailed updates and explanations to the cotton industry and others within our membership.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Funding for a number of government agencies, including the Department of Agriculture, are scheduled to expire on December the 7th. And because of the activities taking place in Washington with the services for former President George H.W. Bush, that has caused some changes in the congressional calendar, and therefore Congress has extended through a short-term funding bill funding for USDA and other federal agencies until December the 21st. And so between now and December 21st, this broader funding package has to be agreed to and passed by Congress. As part of that spending package is where the cotton industry and others in agriculture are working to try to get included some disaster assistance funds and changes to current disaster programs to try to make them more responsive to the hurricanes and other natural disasters that hit the southeast United States just at harvest time this fall. And so that work is ongoing.